you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Let's go to the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network's voice of the Cleveland Browns, the one and only Jim Donovan. Jim, Ray Farmer was the talk of the town leading up to the draft. Would he trade for a quarterback? Would he trade up? Would he trade down? He stayed at 12-19. You got Danny Shelton and Cam Irving. What did you think of Ray Farmer's performance last night?
I thought it was great. I really did. I thought it was a common sense draft in the first round for the Browns. Common sense. Just take a look at what you can't do and try and do something about it. And I think definitely, you know, they've struggled and they really have. And I think if you sit and analyze games and break them down fourth quarter, you know, when games are hanging in the balance, the inability to get off the field defensively because of not being able to control another team running the football against them. It's been there since 1999, just like the quarterback issue, but it really needed to be solved, and you need an answer for it. And I think they went out and they got a guy that really looks like a terrific football player and a great character, too, in Danny Shelton. And then I know that some people say, well, you know, the offensive lineman, did they really need that? But, I mean, I think you go back to last year and how that offense just came to a complete halt.
Yep.
And, you know, when Alex Mack went down. Now, I think that this kid can play, you know, a lot of different spots. He's a tremendous story of being over on the defensive side of the ball, coming and playing left tackle, and then going over and playing center and doing it all really well. And I think that they were two really needed picks, so I think that they were very, very good picks. So I give Ray Farmer an A on what he did last night.
Jim, the one knock against Danny Shelton is that he's a two-down player. Do you think that is realistic? And do your expectations for him as a rookie, as a part of this defense, does he need to be a three-down player with as deep as we are along the defensive line?
Well, I think he can. I really think, Matt, that he can play more than that. But, you know, we'll see how that happens. But, you know, I think that, you know, he just looks like a guy that gets across the line of scrimmage so easily and just, you know, really causes a lot of chaos. And he penetrates things, and he's in the backfield, and he becomes a real problem. And he's such a physical guy that it seems like, you know, that he could even get in there in a third down situation and really cause problems. And I think he did last year at the University of Washington.
And 9 sacks.
So I really think that, you know, he's going to – I mean, I think he had 9 sacks, didn't he?
Yes, 9 sacks.
Yeah, and so I think that, you know, if people are saying that he's only a two-down player, I think – you know, you're shortchanging him. So, I mean, you just really like everything about what he brings to the Browns.
When you go now and look at this team, sensible picks, defensive line, offensive line, people still want that playmaker. There were opportunities to select wide receivers, whether it was Devontae Parker at 12, Nelson Agholor at 19. When you look at the pick coming up here, 43-77 tonight, is this the time to go playmaker? What do you want to see the Browns do with these two picks tonight?
Well, I really would like to see a playmaker.
Me
yeah,
too.
I really would. And I have to tell you, Nathan, I was very interested in Ray's comments in his post-first-round press conference last night after they had made the picks. Ray really, I don't think he's, you know, hiding from this, Ray really comes out in great support for the group of wide receivers that he has on the roster right now. And, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, not saying that he's going to snub the wide receiver position, but he really makes a case that he thinks that the wide receivers were good last year and they'll be better this year. So after he said those things last night, I kind of went back, and I have to say this, pre-Josh Gordon coming back, you know, in Atlanta that day after his suspension, I thought the Browns wide receivers were having a really very, very efficient, good year. Once Josh Gordon got there, a lot of things went off the rails. I mean, and Brian Hoyer would admit to that, too, that he got Josh Gordon happy and, you know, just kept steering the ball to him. And then there was the way that Gordon played. And then everything kind of went out of sorts for people like Gabriel. And then Miles Austin got hurt. And you know, even Hawkins seemed to be out of the flow of things. But, you know, I wonder if Ray is going to pull the trigger on a wide receiver at some point because he really – does seem to, you know, first of all, you know, really, you know, like his group that he has right now. And I still wonder sometimes if he doesn't think that he's got a different way of finding wide receivers, you know, like Taylor Gabriel and the way he got him last year. I would stand on the side of let's go get a playmaker, though.
One of the best playmakers in probably all of this draft. Had he not had off-the-field trouble, he may have been a top-three pick in this NFL draft. Dorial Green-Beckham, do you think he's worth the risk at pick 43 if he's on the board?
You know, I don't know, Matt. I would say no, because I fear, you know, a situation, you know, we've walked this road too many times, and most recently with Gordon. And it's just been heartbreaking, I think, for the team and the fans and the fan base, you know, to watch that kind of a situation. And certainly, you know, we've had it in other areas too, not just in a playmaker wide receiver. I mean, to me, I would be, you know, very, very nervous about making that kind of a move because, you know, again, I mean, how much babysitting do you have to do for a guy like that to commit?
I volunteered, Jim, just so you know. I have volunteered to just hang out with him and keep him out of trouble the best I can.
Well, then I feel a lot better about it. You know, I've seen your work, Nathan. I feel a lot better about it. I just think that we've been burned a couple of times.
No, it's true. It's true. Of the guys that are left at the wide receiver position, if you were to take Green Beckham out of it, is there one that you particularly favor, whether it be maybe Jalen Strong, Devin
Smith?
Yeah,
well, I like him. You know, Nathan, I really like him. Jalen Strong. Yeah, I like him a lot. Hey, I got to give a tip of the hat to Devin Smith. I like Devin Smith. You know, I thought he was a big reason why Ohio State had such big playability when they really got on the roll at the end of the year. And he made big plays in big games, too. And, you know, he's one of those receivers that really fights for the football when he goes up and comes down with it a number of times. But I really do like Jalen Strong. I thought he was he looks to be a terrific player. And, that would be an interesting pick to add him here.
Jim, we've talked about what we may do at 23 and 77 in the picks that are going to be later tonight for the Cleveland Browns. But tomorrow we have, you know, I think seven picks.
Right.
Where would you like to see us go get depth? You know, we talked about playmakers, but these are going to be guys that are going to be developmental. And in some cases, as you add competition to this roster, guys that you may draft and may not make the team.
Yeah, you're right. And that hasn't been the case in the past. I mean, if you were drafted here, you were going to make the team here. I still think, you know, that, you know, you might have some work that, you know, might have to be done at the linebacker position. And, you know, try and pick up some help there. You know, you always wonder if you have enough defensive backs and that you bring in some people, you know, along the defensive – in the defensive secondary, although it looks as though it's a place, you know, of great strength right now. I mean, if you go by the old Ron Wolf way in Green Bay, then you always bring a quarterback in. But I don't know. Our quarterback room is very crowded right now with four quarterbacks, and I know that there are still some out there – you know, because of the two that have just been picked, and there are still some out there, and I don't know if you go back to that and bring another guy into the mix, and because you've got Lewis and you've got Manziel and you've got Connor Shaw, and of course you've got McCown, but I think that, you know, places like the secondary where you always need help. I mean, even last year when we thought we were okay there, you know, you know Gilbert was not playing well, and
right.
So suddenly you were going to guys like Nelson and Kaywan Williams, but then Kaywan Williams got hurt. So it's almost like baseball in that area where you never have enough pitching. It seems like you never have enough help in the secondary. But I would say linebacker and in the secondary.
I think that you could see that. I think an edge rusher right now.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, tight end, edge rusher. Let's go giddy up. Jim, great stuff as always. The Browns, kind of yesterday you expected a lot of action. There wasn't any. They made two solid, sensible picks to get better at the point of attack on both sides of the football. Looking forward to catching up with you next week after the draft is done for the Browns, and we'll see maybe 7 to 10 players added to this roster.
It should be great. Take care, guys. Have a good day.
All right,
you got it.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns for the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. When we come back, Matt Miller. At NFL Draft Scout on Twitter, the Bleacher Report's main draft guru will break down round one for the Browns, and we'll talk about what he thinks they should do here on day two and, of course, day three as the draft rolls on.